I could see my world, but I was not present in it. My world was like a shadow layer over the other world, the world of the spirit, where I now resided. I squinted hard. I thought I could see trees, and I could see Jamie's silhouette. There were others around him. Summer, Ethel, Will. Their voices sounded muffled. Dark shadows ambled toward them.
Layla,
Perrin called, her voice barely audible. I turned to see fog engulf Perrin. She was gone. In her place, the mists began to clear. I could smell the forest. The scents of pine and the decay of earth assailed my nose. I felt that same pull again, and I was thrust forward, pitching out of the thin place with a heave. Dumped unceremoniously back into my world, I found myself lying face down on the leaf-covered ground. The deep, loamy smell of soil filled my nose. It was dark. My head was spinning, but one thing was certain. I could hear screams. Kiki's face appeared above me as she tried to pull me off the ground. Everything was distorted and fuzzy. She was shouting at me, but I couldn't make out her words.